Hey there! Today is a Monday, December 28th, 2020. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author and blogger, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, possibly the fears that I have faced, and whatever might be on my mind, or maybe even my feelings. Now, I hate to tell you this, but haven't been anywhere, so I can't tell you about that, and I'm kind of getting itchy about that. I would love to share information about someplace new that I've been, and, well, I actually do have a bunch of places that I have yet to talk to about in Wyoming that I've been to or thereabouts, but I've been putting that off, and I'm not quite sure. So, Christmas. It was not too long ago. In fact, it was Friday. And personally for me, I've got to say, for the most part, it was a very nice Christmas. I got to spend it with my family. It was great. It was very, I want to say close, but that doesn't make any sense. I was with the people that I truly wanted to be with on Christmas. It was great. It just, with my husband and our children and grandchildren and one or two other people. Well, obviously my daughter's husband, obviously. So, you know, the family and all that. And that was really, really, really nice. We opened presents, we ate, we had fun, and I just got to hang out with my family. That was truly, truly, truly nice. Oh, and I also got to see my daughter's in-laws, and that's always a nice thing to do because I really like them, so that was nice, and it was overall a very nice Christmas. I wouldn't say that it was low-key, but it was not up there either, so maybe it was low-key. I don't know. I just know that the family gathered together. The Christmas tree looked great. The food was delicious. The company was great. Getting to play with my grandsons was wonderful. Getting to have some laughters was great and all that good stuff. But I am curious, if you're listening to my podcast, and if you are, thank you so very much, but I am curious, what did you do on Christmas Day? I would love to know what you did. Did you stay at home? Did you get to spend some time with family, with friends? Did you get to see your kids? Did you get to see your grandkids? Did you get to see your parents? Your nieces, your nephews, I don't know, who, your in-laws, who did you get to see? And was it fun? I'm really, really hoping it was fun. Or maybe you were by yourself and you had a nice little meal and got to watch some movies. You know, movies are fun too. So I would love to hear from you if you're listening to this. Our snow, it went away. We were really hoping for a white Christmas, but we got this warm weather, and it's practically all gone. I think the weather here was, I would say, mid to high 40s, which is highly unusual for December at Christmas time. But hey, it is what it is. It was what it was. We didn't let the rain bother us one little bit. We didn't let the warm weather bother us. And yes, it did rain. But you know what? It was still a great Christmas for us. It was just so nice. And I love getting to be with my family. I would love to know what it was like where you are. Did you have snow? Did it rain? Was it cold? Was it warm? I would love to know what the weather was like where you are for Christmas. And I'm really hoping you had a nice Christmas. I would love to hear what you did. Whether you were able to stick to your plans or if they changed. I have yet to hear from anybody when I ask questions, but please feel free to message me, or you could, you know, even reply on Twitter, because this will go on Twitter or LinkedIn or Facebook that I'm going to publish this. So I would love to hear from you what you did for Christmas, and what are you doing to wind down this really strange year? I mean, we're down to the last few days of 2020. Can you believe that? And I have got to say, this felt like one of the longest years I've ever, ever, ever had. But you know what? Even with the stupid COVID, we've actually had some good times. We did. I mean, I got to go to a couple places. I got to see my family. Okay, this is going to be the absolute strangest podcast you may have heard from me, because my phone literally just rang and I went to shut it off or decline it, and that stopped my recording. Ha! Okay, I don't know what to tell you about that. All I want to say, though, for the rest of this podcast is, yes, it was a very strange 2020. We are winding down the year, and I am curious as to, now that Christmas is over, what you're going to do the last couple of days of 2020. Me? Well, I'm hoping to promote my books some more. I would love some book sales. Hint, hint. Probably going to clean my house. And I don't know what else, because I don't know. I guess I'll do whatever it is I do. I am trying to prepare myself for New Year's Day. That is one day I do not celebrate. If you want to know why, you'll have to ask. And I think that's it for now. In the meantime, hey, have a great day. And I have got to tell you, I mean, you know I have to tell you, my books, they're out there for you to read or listen to. If you've had a miscarriage, whether it was throughout the Christmas season or whenever, I know that's difficult to go through. And I would love it if you would read my book or listen to it. Miscarriages, my story. And I really hope that it could get you through your own miscarriages. They're not easy to do. They're not easy to go through. So don't go through them by yourself, please. And if my books help you, that is great. And if you just want me to pray for you, let me know. And then there is the book, Brooklyn Raised, Live in Upstate, where, hey, I grew up in Brooklyn. I was raised there, got married. I moved to upstate. Had to get used to the differences, and there's actually quite a bit. And then sadly, the last part is saying goodbye to my mom, which her anniversary is coming up real soon here. That book, Kindle, paperback, audio. And then there is Hey You, Moments to Remember. And that is filled with different blog posts of my moments to remember, like why I love it when my kids call me mommy, or why I love Brooklyn bagels so much, or what I think about Christmas decorations, or Famous Amos cookies, how much I miss my mom, or my husband's heart attack, and that's a tearjerker, at least for me anyway. And if you are interested in listening to any of these on audio, they are all in my voice, and I sure hope that does not push you away from them, but they are in my voice, or you can read them on Kindle. The last one is only on Kindle and audio. The others are also on paperback. And I guess that's it. So, yeah, I'm on Twitter, LinkedIn, everywhere. You can find me. It's very, very easy. Most places, it's my handle is @SRKBear. Unless it's LinkedIn, which is just Kathleen Smith. And wherever you are in this world, I wish you a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And thank you so very much for listening to Kathleen's Corner. And until the next time, bye-bye.